discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terror Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
I want us to rededicate our life to the Lord. I want us to rededicate our life to the Lord. Life without Jesus is meaningless. It's empty. And it's very frustrating. Lift those two hands up. If you are not also saved, I want you to say this prayer after me. If you want to rededicate your life also unto the Lord, I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I come to you.
I come to you.
With my heart open.
In my heart open.
And I invite you.
And I invite you.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Be in my life.
Be in my life.
I want you to be in my life.
I want you to be in my
be
life.
Be a master of my life.
Be the messenger of my
oh,
life.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
You devil.
You devil.
I suck you.
I set you.
From my heart.
From my heart.
From my life.
From my life.
From today.
From today.
I have no business with you.
I have no business with
take
you.
Take my life.
Take my life, Lord
and
Jesus.
Let it be.
And let it be.
In Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name.
Oh, yes. I said, I'm here to prophesy over your life. That this month, something unique will happen to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Just believe in the Lord. Yeah. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Don't be agitated. Agitated. No, agitated. No, don't be agitated. Yeah. Yeah. If you do that, cry, God will not even mind you. Yeah. Just have faith. That, oh Lord, according to the word of the prophets, you said this month is a month of favor. And what is far-fetched from me, you will bring it very close to me for me to enjoy. You will enjoy it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive in the mighty name of Jesus.
Receive it.
Thank you, Father. But I want to share something with you, then I will anoint you. Amen. I said, I want to share something powerful with you. Amen. This month is a month of favor. And we are trusting God and believing God that God will favor us. Amen. It is good for you to be favored. Are you still here? I said, it is good for you to be what? Favored. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Let's look at it. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And the child grew. Who is he talking about? Jesus. He said, and Jesus grew in, and Jesus grew and became strong in the spirit. In spirit. Say strong in spirit. Listen, I want you to understand this scripture very well. This book was written by Dr. Luke. Say Luke. Say Dr. Luke. He said Luke was a doctor. And he was the one who wrote this book. And I want you to know the person who is writing this book. It's a doctor, a medical doctor. And doctors They pay attention to details. Doctors pay attention to what? Details. And when a doctor says that you are growing, you can trust it. When a doctor says that you are not growing well, that one too, you can trust it. Oh, are you still with me? It says sometimes we take our children to the hospital and then we are told that our child is not growing well. Why? Because the head is becoming big, the stomach is becoming big and bloated, the buttocks has become small, the legs are like cassava stick, which means it's what? Koshioko. Which means that the child is not growing well. So the doctor look at this and then it tells you that you are not growing well. So the one who wrote this book can be trusted. When he says that something is growing, then indeed it's growing. Are you getting where I'm coming from? Huh? When a farmer says that you are not growing well, it's like you can doubt him a bit. Because what is the proof that I'm not growing? Hello? But when a doctor says that this person is growing, you can trust it. So Dr. Luke says that, and the child grew. Jesus grew and became strong in spirit. So your child can be growing, in age, but not strong physically. Like Friday, I was sharing with you, when you come here on Sunday and see Micaiah, who is 6 years old, jumping all over the place. From 9 o'clock to, he even comes early. So 8 something. Jumping around to 5, sometimes 6, sometimes 7. And he's still jumping. Very strong. Hello? Full of life. But you see another child, so a doctor looks at that child of the same age and says that this one is not growing well. It's not strong. But when Dr. Luke looked at Jesus, he said, Jesus grew and became strong in the spirit. Allah masondaya. Listen, there are times that when you see people who are growing in the spirit, you can easily tell. It is not about mouth talk. It's not about, what you say. And it is not by your gestures. It is not by how you scream. It is not about how you dress. You see, when you are growing in the spirit, people can see. Because when you appear, there's an air around you. Are you still with me? The same dressing have dressed today. Somebody would dress and then they say, it's a couple. Or a rebel. Or a bad boy. Hello? But I've dressed this and all you can see is anointing. Oh, are you here? You've gone home. I have dressed like the way some of you dress. But there's a difference. The difference is that I carry a certain anointing. I am growing in the spirit. Oh, Are you here? And somebody also can dress the same way. Blue, black, the top white, with, sneakers white, and some blue somewhere to pick up the combination, and still not be growing in the spirit. So you can, when you are growing, people must see. When you are praying, people can testify. Sometimes when I see some of my close allies, and then I say, no, it's dry. I can really try that. No, this person is dry. And when you want to really want to test them, say that, let's pray. From 30 minutes, or you would just say that, lead the prayer. And then when they pray some more, then they want to raise some. We give you glory, Lord. We didn't say that you should sing. We said pray. Because when you are praying, it's more difficult than you singing. Yes. I was telling somebody that I'm going to do a prayathon. Prayer and fasting thon. Kalabala sotayabala. You are praying. You are praying and fasting. And I believe I can go, Pa. Amen. One day I called my pastors, some of them, for us to pray 7 hours. Tell it, as we were praying. By the time I realized, one is gone. Yes. And I took a picture of him. One of these days, I will show you the picture. Mahanto Lezalandala. You have to be strong in the spirit. The race is not to the swift. And how strong you are, or how understanding you are. If God has not given it to you, it has not given it to you. So Dr. Luke is saying that Jesus grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Luke chapter 1, verse 52. Take me there. 2, verse 2. Chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And men. Did you see that? NIV. Give me the NIV. I want to be reading the grew. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. You must keep on growing. You see, that's why I believe in this, because it is Dr. Luke that is talking. He says, Jesus grew in wisdom. You see, wisdom, is a brain thing. And who are the people who deals with the brain and all that? Is it not the doctors? Is it not the doctors? That who tells that our brain is not functioning well. It is this thing. That's why you are having stroke. Is this thing. You cannot, remember anything and things and all that. Is it not the doctors who have been telling us? It's the doctors. So Dr. Luke says that, and Jesus grew in wisdom, because wisdom, it also can be communicated through words, speech. And it comes from the brain. Are you still here? So Jesus' brain was working well. May your brain work well in the name of Jesus. You see, when it's given to you, it's given to you. When you take a child from the Western world and a child here, the difference, wow, this way. Because Africa, when they give birth to you, they put hot water and towel inside. They will be pressing your head. Pressing. Look, the shape of your head, you brought it. No amount of the pressing can change anything. Other than that, your head would have been different from your great-grandfather. But you see that the head is still the same. It has picked the shape of your grandfather, your father. Hello? When they press us, then our brain is not working well. Am I speaking to some? Look, some of us is by divine intervention, oh, that even small is left for you to be able to reason with it. Hello? You see, I will be kuni mu. Me a chichin no. Hey, and ya omu omu abrochin, and ya woko mu mu pa. Bibi ya ni ya chichin ye, me hiti kuye mu. But things are changing in the name of Jesus. I visited a family and then they have wrapped the child and they are also what them were. Ya shaniche. How na ya shaniche? Hey, wo na ya che. Hello? It only hear that conversion. If I am man for. Cooperating conversion free. Near the baby, chichiri ha. Near the baby, so a chichiri. Hey, and it's like, hey, look, some of us here, I mean, it's one of our problem. Yeah, chichiri ya dodo. They have tied us with a lot of things. From our waist, from our hair, and you know, my children, none of them, they said they want to tie. I said, nobody should tie them. Have they not grown? Yes. No. I said, nobody should tie them anything. He said, no, other than that, convulsion. I said, no convulsion. So this white thing that they put something there and this and that. I said, I don't know. You see, I don't know what is happening to blacks. Are you here? Have you not been seeing my children? No, not nothing. No. We didn't tie anything. Even when I got angry, cry, I say even beats. They shouldn't even put beats. When they grow, they will decide whether to put beats or not to put beats. Amen. Although it's nice. It's not like it's not nice. It's nice. But they have shape. They have brought their shape from heaven. It's not the beats that determine your shape. And your shape from heaven. Am I speaking to somebody here? And Jesus grew in wisdom. I'm spoiling some people's their market. Don't worry, I've told you that it's good. Hello? Yeah, but you see, it's your philosophy that I'm fighting against. Are you here? So are you okay now? So that I've not spoiled your business. They will still come online. They will still come and buy, okay? Yes. And Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature. You see, physically strong in stature. So he was growing. And then, look, this is where I'm going to dwell in the next 30 minutes. And in favor with God and men. In favor with God, say in favor. Say in favor. With God. You see, there are in this life, when you are operating in these two dimensions, you will be okay in this life. God and man. God, say God. Say man. I'm going to show you. Today, be alert. Yeah, be alert because I'm sowing precious seed. Precious what? Seeds inside you. When you have favor with God and men, you will be very comfortable in this world. That is why it is very important for you to have favor. Say, oh Lord, give me favor. Begin to pray in the next 1 minute that, Lord, I need your favor. I need your favor. Shakabalabadabadaba. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. That, Lord, I need your favor. Lama Antole Brandaya. Lama Adoshakabaya. In the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 22. I want to show you something. Two things you need in this life. When you are operating in that realm, you will be very powerful. Are you still with me? Matthew 22, verse 35. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, they came to test Jesus. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Which, say which, is the great commandment in the law? Jesus answered to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all what? Oh, with all, it's on the board. Can't you see? With all what? Your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Look at the second one. This is the first commandment. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, watch me. Watch me. Jesus grew in wisdom. Let's put that one aside. In favor with God and man. The first person that everybody here must fight to gain favor is God. It's God. And I want to show you how you can attract God's favor. Amen. But before I do that, I want to show you two powerful things that when you do on this earth, you'll be very comfortable on this planet Earth. It is when you love God. It is when you love God. And then two, when you love people. So if you are able to operate in this realm, you will be fulfilling the 613 commandments. The commandment, I mean, the Lord's commandment is not 10. It's 613. And when Jesus came, he summed everything up and he says, if you are able to do the two, these two, you have fulfilled all the 613 commandments. Hello? So those of us here who wants to fulfill the great commandments of God, you just have to do this, just doing this too, you will be fulfilling the 613 commandments of God. And God will be pleased with you. Are you here? So, he says that, the first one, go back. He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. So how do you attract favor? How do you obtain favor with God? How? You have to love God. There are people here, they want favor, but they don't love the one who gives favor. They don't love the one who gives favor, and they don't even love his house. Most people come to church or go to church just for what they will get, and not that because they love God. And there are a lot of people who have filled our churches with this kind of mindset. They are not in the church because they love God, but they are in the church for what God can give them. Husband, cars, houses, clothes, mention them, wigs, mascara, mention them. Hello? Hello? Have you forgotten? Designer clothes, designer perfumes, travel outside, getting visas. As a matter of fact, some people, they come to church because of visas. Yeah? So if God refuses not to give them visa, they leave the church. They come to church because of children. So if God is not giving me children, I leave the church. I'm not saying that you shouldn't trust God for the fruit of the womb. But I'm talking about the fact that your coming here shouldn't be because I want God to give me things. I am here to love God. That is why a lot of us here, are you here? Yenimpa bebre ye wo asori fi nientia nyame entine nimu emma ye no es anse ye bani fi enye se ye dono but ye bani fi because of nia onyan kopon no obet maye entino nipa no wa banya me fi ni wa sum ne nimu kusu o de onnim ne ye onnim ne ye me onnim ne ye me chede yo chre. What goes on in the church is so amazing. But we should come to church because we love God. That is the only way that favor comes. I'm going to show you. I will just be dwelling on this, the first point. When you become a lover of God, because love can make you live long. When you are loved, love is medicine. Oh, yes. Yes. Our sisters will tell you. Yeah, when they are not loved, when they don't have anybody loving them, their faces change. They'll be having pimples all over. Yes. They'll be coming angry. Hello? Oh, yes. Sisters, true or not true? Yeah. They want to be loved. They want to feel love. Yes. Are you here? Yes. Huh? Are you here? The men, when they are not loved, you see, when you're a man and after some time you have not been engaged in love, love in all form of love. Are you understanding all form of love? Sometimes you behave weird. Yeah, like you behave like Jimmy. Some of you see, and it don't say, I cry with Jimmy. Oh, hello, are you here? You see, when you are a man and you get to a certain level of life, age bracket, and you are not experiencing love in all form, you can become otolege. You understand otolege? It's like you behave weird. Yes. Hello? When a man is angry, it can be like it's not getting loving. The couple will tell you when they live together, and then it's like the woman is not giving him a romantic, touch and romantic movement. Are you here? I'm talking about the Eros love. When they are not getting the Eros love, they are always angry. Pastor Richard, are you getting what I'm talking about? Yes. It's very true.
Yes, please.
Have you been there?
Very true. I've been there.
Yeah. Are you clapping for I've been there before? Yes. It's like the person, it's like you get angry for no reason. And the only reason is that it's not being loving. Are you here? Are you clapping for Jesus? Yes. If a girl is coming up, and the moment the eyes get open to receive loving, he becomes fresh. Yes. Now he's very conscious of herself now. But when there's no love, the life of that girl growing up becomes doom. I'm giving you some secrets. We are in the month of love too as well. So, amen. Loving God is a great thing. God created man to be with him, to be around him, to be in his presence. Because when you are with God, his favor rubs on you. You receive the favor of God when you become a lover of God, somebody who wants to be in his presence. Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Exodus 34, verse 29 to 35. Are you still with me? Hello, are you still there? Now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone whilst he talked with them. Take notice of that. Talk with him. Hello? Talk with what? His face, whilst he was talking with them. That Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone whilst he talked with him. Who is the him? Who is the him? God. Whilst he was talking to God, whilst he was around God, his favor came upon him. Verse 30. Let's continue reading. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. What a blessing. After when he left the presence of God and went to the congregation, the Bible says, and the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid. You see, this one is the word afraid. They reverence. It's not the type of fear that you are talking about, you know. It's with reverence. They reverence him. You see, when the favor of God is upon you, they will reverence you. They will reverence you. You see, they will respect you. They will honor you. There are some of us here, nobody honors you because there's no favor. You are always all over the place. You are gallivanting all over the place. Every funeral, you are there. Every party, you are there. Every ghetto, you are there. It's like you are gallivanting too much. The Bible says when you visit people too much, they will be fed up of you. It's in your Bible. Yeah. The book of Proverbs. Are you here? You there, when you get up in all people's houses, you go and sit down there. Eh? Until the last time when they insulted you, before you got angry that you were not going to go there again. And you have started going there again. The married man, can I give you a secret? Don't be going to your in-law's house too much. And when you go to, then you sit down. There's fufu and light soup. Then you open your legs like that. You open your legs. then you are olam order. It's like you are waiting for the fufu. The fufu has not even come. You are licking your lips and then waiting and then imagining the fufu. And when they bring the fufu to, then you remove your shirt. Then you start eating. You start eating. Look, you will not be respected. Be diplomatic small. Be diplomatic. The ladies, they don't like that way. Every lady wants his man to be respected. More especially the family people. True or not true? And you there, you have become good Tony. When they put the watch down, can't you buy fufu in your own house and eat? If you're a lover of fufu, the married man, can I give you a secret? Don't be going to your in-law's house too much. And when you go to, then you sit down. There's fufu and light soup. Then you open your legs like that. You open your legs. then you are olam order. It's like you are waiting for the fufu. The fufu has not even come. You are licking your lips and then waiting and then imagining the fufu. And when they bring the fufu to, then you remove your shirt. Then you start eating. You start eating. Look, you will not be respected. Be diplomatic small. Be diplomatic. The ladies, they don't like that way. Every lady wants his man to be respected. More especially the family people. True or not true? And you there, you have become good Tony. When they put the watch down, can't you buy fufu in your own house and eat? If you're a lover of fufu. So there's something that I do when I'm going to any party at all. I eat heavy in the house before going. So that I will not go and disgrace myself. Yes, because nowadays there are cameras all over the place. The way you are eating, and chewing the meat. And they are snapping it. Then they will send it to other people. But Moses decided, a pastor, what have you been doing? Saturday, as a pastor, you are going to sit in your friend's house and you are talking. You are talking. And your body keeps on changing. Your body is changing and changing. And you feel hot small. And you feel cold small. And your body keeps changing. How can you be anointed to bless the people? How can you be anointed? Because the person you are around cannot anoint you, cannot give you anointing to preach, to heal the sick, to do miracles, to prophesy. Cannot. Your last 2 hours, where were you as a singer? Were you coming from your boyfriend's house to come and sing? You can't sing powerfully. The thing has flopped. Because you have exchanged saliva for midnight. Oh, you don't like this teaching? Oh, I should change the teaching. Hello? Discord. You see, when you are with God, His glory, His favor comes upon you. No one comes to His presence and live the same. I think let's continue to read. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him. And Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them as commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. Say, he put a veil. You see, when the favor is so strong, you just have to just minimize it small. It was shining. The glory of God was shining. You see, the favor of God is also the glory of God. It's also the beauty of God. So when I'm changing it, I've not deviated. The favor of God is the glory of God, is the beauty of God. So, as he was speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. Verse 34. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. Hello? When he goes to the Lord, he takes what? The veil off. Because, Charlie, you need help. So I don't know why some people want to cover their face. I don't know whether your face is shining too much that the Lord cannot look at you. Are you here? And say, we need help. Say, we need help. Oh, do you need help like I need help? So when he goes to God, he takes the veil off until he came out. And he will come out and speak to the children of Israel whatever he had been commanded. 35. And whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses will put the veil on his face again, and until he went in to speak with him. Are you still with me? Whenever Moses comes to the congregation and they look at him, his face will be shining. What made it possible? Because Moses spent time with God. Moses was a lover of God, a businessman, a businesswoman. Do you make time for God? Nowadays, TikTok has taken believers their time. After a certain woman, she told me that, Enune Jimeni. Hey! That is why you are not anointed. That is why you are not seeing the favor of God, the glory of God. Because TikTok doesn't give you favor. Oh, yes. If you need the favor of God, you go to the one who can give you favor. Say, open your me and you nyama. Open so wun yami nyam. And say, wo ko ninchain. ese se utimi nyambre e de ma onu nyankopon na onyambre e de ma nyankopon a abra wo wona nche no na o beautiful na o siesie na o ye wo fefefe so muti e wo Yesu Kristo di mo. That is why, I don't know, but I love his presence. Yeah. Yeah. I love the presence of God, no matter what. Yes. No matter what happened to me, no matter what I go through, I still want to draw closer to him. I still want to be in his presence. I still want to be in his presence because I know one day, His glory will overshadow me. His glory will overshadow me. Receive the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I am here to announce to somebody, be a lover of God. If you want to operate in the favor of God, you have to be a lover of God. Favor doesn't just come. Oh, yes. You have to work it out. And one of the ways is to go to the one that gives the favor, which is God. But look at the way we treat his presence. Look at the way we treat church. Look at the way, just small time in his presence. We cannot even come. We cannot even come and then praise God. We cannot even come and worship God. We cannot even come and start intercession. We cannot even come and start something, start the service. We are busy chasing everything. Some two are busy for nothing. Busy on Instagram. Watching people who are dancing. To me, go. Hey! It can't give you favor. And some, I'm telling you, and some even. We want to learn the dance. Then they will put that. Then they will be watching. Then them two, they are doing. Where? Which dancing competition are you going? Where are you going to dance? Where are you going to dance? Hello? The young men and young women, you have to rise up and look for God. And look for God. Let your heart pant for God. Let your heart yearn for God. Because when we were growing up, we sought for the Lord, and the Lord has been gracious unto us. I'm telling you. Yeah. Look at nowadays, the young people that are coming. They are not strong in the Lord. They are not strong. Yes, they are not strong. Their own emotions, they cannot even control. Yes. Yeah. But when we were growing, 16, 17, in the Lord, we were able to put our body under subjection. Why? Because we are always in the house of God. We are always around God in prayer, in fasting. Because those things builds you. It builds you. Studying the word. It builds you. But if you are there and you are looking at some stupid girl on TikTok and then is talking by heart, then the next moment you two, you are there, you are also talking by heart. Those days, certain words cannot even proceed out of your mouth. But nowadays, look at our girls. I'm not talking about those who are in the world, those who are in the church. Yes. You can't tell the difference between church and then the world anymore. I think that the entertainment is too much in the church. Entertainment is too much. Look, you have to decide to be here or to be out there. Because here we give certain things and there they give certain things. You have to decide that here is not a place of joke. It's a place of encounter. It's not a place of entertainment. You have to decide. Yes. You have to decide. If you like, don't give offering today. I'll preach. The Lord will take care of us. The Lord will take care of us. As a matter of fact, it's the Lord who has been taking care of us up to date.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So much entertainment in the house. So we are not getting the favor. So look, the favor here, when the favor of God is operating in your life, I'm telling you, you can be in your room and people will come and favor you. Oh, yes. Spend time with God. When God created us, he put us in the Garden of Eden, which is the presence of God. I think you can find that one in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. That's where he put us. He put us in his presence. Because the more we are in his presence, the more the beauty of the Lord is revealed. Yeah. Recently, I went to a certain ceremony and then I saw some of my mates. Charlie, they have grown old. They have grown old. Hey! Then when I look at them, as if they gave birth to me, then when I sat in the car, I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, I say, I thank you. That is what the presence of God can do. Yes. Yeah. Because the world will teach you how to wake up early in the morning and drink aperitif. And then your face will be changing. Wrinkles will start coming to your face. You are drinking and your lips have become red. It's not like you have red lips. The appetite has changed your lips to be red. I am here to instruct somebody. Don't kill your life. Don't destroy your life. Make sure that your life is intact. The way God gave you. Some of you are the one that is destroying your own life with excessive alcohol. Young man, you drink alcohol like crocodile. Are you listening to me? Decide that, look, you drink fruit juice. Decide to drink water and not be drinking alcohol into your system early in the morning and last thing in the this when you are going to bed. Why? Are you taking a course? Is it a course? Is it antibiotics they have prescribed for you to take? Are you here? Yes. Yeah. When I'm working with my children like this, they like it because I look like them. Even sometimes, I'm even stronger than them. They love when I visit them in their school. Because they will say, that's my dad. They say, wow. You know, one time I went there and then one of them said, I'm having a crush on your dad. Are you clapping for Jesus? It's a message. If you have trope, what trope? What trope? Who be in your corner? Amen. Are you here? And I'm telling you the secret. The secret is not easy. I know people who eat salad and this thing and all that. It's good to be eating all those things. But you see, there is something that is more weighty, more powerful than salad. Than fruit juice. It is the presence of God. The presence of God. Yes. Yeah. Anytime I feel like being down and I go to him, bow down and worship him. Oh, we bow the Lord. Bow down and worship him. Oh, worship him. Oh, worship him. I just came to bow down, oh Lord.
down and worship you.
Lord, I just come to bow down, oh Lord.
Bow down and worship you.
Oh,
worship
him.
Oh, worship
him. I just come to worship you, Lord. Listen, as you worship and as you pray in his presence, you see that the burden is lifted. You see that the burden is lifted. You see that the burden is lifted. Are you here? Yes. Netflix cannot take that burden from me. It will give you symptomatic relief. But the problem will still be there. Are you still with me? Do you want to see the favor of God? Listen, spend more time with God. This year, your coming to church must change. I want to see rich people who love God. You have money, but you love God. You have money, but you come to church. Your coming to church is regular. Listen, there are some people, their money is going to finish. Their wealth are going to disappear. In the absence of the supreme God, you are about finishing. Because it's the holder of our lives. I told you that I couldn't even come to the man. I'll be continuing. Because it's loaded. I don't want to rush it at all. Two things you do in this life, you will be pleasing God. Not the 613. Not the 613. Because look, there are some things that we are so mindful and think that, hey, God is going to hit us with koboko and things like that. God is not even looking at that. Are you here? Yes. But I'm not saying that you should go and be doing it. Are you here? God is interested in you loving him and building relationship with people. Your vertical relationship and your horizontal relationship. It says when you do that, when you love God, your God, and then when you love people, it says you will please me. And the Bible says when your ways please the Lord, he makes even your enemies to be at peace with you. The reason why we are not experiencing the favor of God is that even our relationship with people are very bad. And I'll be talking about that next week, Sunday. Listen, I don't see why you are not talking to A, B, C, D. I don't understand. Watch me here. I'm just scratching next week this thing. Because if you want favor, there are certain things you do to attain favor. I'm a teacher of the gospel. Look at the bad things that we do. And the Lord still favors us. The Lord still allows us to breathe, to take oxygen free. He gives us daily bread. He gives us money to put in our pockets. He gives us strength. Where did you get the strength from? He gives us, he's still showering gifts. He's still showering good things unto us. But you, the man has just hurt you small. I'm not saying that hurting is not, it can be painful. You can feel it. But I'm saying that it does not guarantee you to say that this person, all the days of my life, I will not talk to him. I will not talk to her. You are becoming like the devil. I'm preaching. You are not fulfilling the Jesus' commandments. That 613 commandment that he summed up and he says that just do these two The 22 you can't pass. The 613 you couldn't pass. You were struggling. And he said, look, you forgot all those things. And then just the two. Just do the two for me. That one, two. There's a song like this. Nyamia uno. Na waso dono. Na nipa uno. Na undono. Obi kase. Odo nyankopo. Na otani nya. Oyo trofo. Obi kase. Odo nyankopo. Na otani nya. Oyo trofo. Do you remember that song? Obi kase. Odo nyankopo. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Hila bakabanda. Obi kase. Odo nyankopo. Na otani nya.
Oyo trofo. Obi kase. Odo nyakupo na otani nya.
Isatala.
Oyo trofo.
Hey! Someone says that he loved the Lord, but he hates his brother. He said, the person is a liar. The person is a liar. He says, if you are holding a sacrifice and you come to the altar and you remember that you are not in good terms with somebody, he said, leave the sacrifice, take the sacrifice, and then go and make peace with the person.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm telling you, I don't have any grudge with anybody. Yes, you may have grudge with me, but me, I don't have a grudge with you. Even including those who have stabbed me in the back. They have stabbed me hard. Yes, some of them even nearly collapsed my chest. But I don't have anything with them. They have rather made me a better person. They have made me a better person. Thank God that they push you to become a better person. Yes. So why now we have become a better person? Why are you still fighting? That is what you see. I'm showing you how favor comes. Yes. Because that person that you are in longer hairs with can open door for you. Yes. 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 One day a friend of mine was telling me that, I mean, she conducted an interview for somebody. And then the person was expecting her to accord her to say that we didn't give you the position because of A, B, C, D. But they didn't get back to her. You know, they didn't get back to her. And then one day, that same person also was looking for a job. And the job that he applied to, I said the job that she applied to, guess what? It was the lady that she contacted, she interviewed and they didn't mind her, they didn't get back to her, and this and that. It was the lady that was the chief HR in that organization. So when they finish everything, then he says, you remember me? This life, be careful. When she told me, I learned a lesson from it. And the lady says, I'm the one that you interviewed that you didn't get back to me. I was expecting that in good practice of HR, I mean, when you will not even take me, at least tell me something. But he didn't even get back to me. So when the lady left, to date, he has also not heard from them. You do me, I do you. Look, that is what the lady did. You do me, I do you. But if I happen to be in the position of that lady, I would do everything within my power to pick that lady. So that I would teach her
that look, in this life, you don't pay evil with evil. I thought you'd be clapping your hands. It's a good example, isn't it? Yeah, the Holy Spirit had brought this example to you. When you are preaching, you don't get all the examples. When you are preaching, then the Holy Spirit says, this example will be good because you have a lot of examples. When you love people, you obtain favor in their sight. That's why me, I can get people right now, 10 people to come to my house to come and clean. Yeah, every week. Yeah. You know why? It's not like when they come, I'll pay them. Come and clean. If there is food, eat some and go. Because I have built a certain relationship with them. So I have favor with them. It's not anybody that gives you money to be your Lord. There are some people, they can't give you money, but they can do things for you that when you want to pay somebody to do, you'll be paying a lot. I can decide that this week, every day, Monday to Sunday, I will change cars. And I'll get people to give me cars to drive. I say, you, Monday, I will drive. You, Tuesday. You, Wednesday. Yes. Why? It's because of the relationship. So I have favor. Let's say I don't have a house, a place to sleep. I can have a lot of places to sleep. Yes. As I'm talking now, I have two places. My room is there. My room is there. Yes. They built a house and then they left a room for me. Yes. Nobody sleeps there. Huh? Are you here, gone home? Can somebody leave a room for you like that? And he said, nobody sleeps there. It's the prophet that sleeps there. And I hardly go there. I hardly go there. They will be changing bed sheets and changing bed sheets and cleaning and putting tulale there and things and all that. Like, and I don't come. And when I enter there, it's like, oh, air condition. They make sure that they service my air condition. It's chilling. You see, build good relationships. That is what the Lord was saying. Love your neighbor as yourself. It means that build relationship. Build relationship. I don't see why we should be in the church and then this person is not talking to this person. This person is not talking to this person. You are brutalizing each other. You are Wi-Fiing each other. You are. You spot the atmosphere. You spot the atmosphere. Tell the person sitting next to you that, please, from today, don't spot the atmosphere again. Don't spot the atmosphere. Don't spot the atmosphere. Tell the person that let bygone be bygone. Are you here? Let bygone be bygone. Yeah. Uche man's one wa kuma betri. Yare be bray area in akuma yare and area man switching. I don't know whether I'm preaching. Or the preaching concerns you. Are you here? I said, I don't see why. You shouldn't be in talking terms with anybody. It doesn't matter the heads. Yes. Some of you fornicated last week. But you are in church. The earth should have opened right now for you to be buried. Yes. I said you are here. Last week, fresh. Some cried this morning. Yes. And some yesterday night. Yes. I said I'm preaching. Some people say that it happens Fridays. So that they, you know, they can psych their minds well. You see, like Saturday I'll be trouble. Oh yeah, holy bar. No, oh, yeah, holy bar. Sunday no I'm bad. It's very free. Are you here? You see, watch me, I'm about landing. What I want you to know is that look, there are a lot of things that we do against God. And he still forgives us. That's why me, I'm able to keep a relationship for long. I'm able to keep a relationship because I'm able to forgive. Yeah. When you come here, it's very powerful. My pastors, you see at one point, 1 hour, 2 hours, I'm hot, wow. Wow. Then the third hour, it's like we are there talking, we are laughing, and then he said, oh, Charlie, go and get food for us to chop. Charlie, we are cool, cry. You see, because they know that my anger doesn't last. They know. Yes. Are you here? Do you want to obtain favor? Like Moses. What do you do? Love God and spend time in His presence.
God bless you for your time.